do you know what an agent is? Ah, you must be talking about the trouble with the upcoming winter solstice. An agent is one who trades favors with the keeper, favors such as the innocent souls of children, in return for knowledge of the use of subtractive magic. He gave Richard a dark look. But that would not be a problem, because you sent Darkenroll to the underworld, where he has no power here. Darkenroll is in the underworld, is he not? Richard felt a gnawing pain in the pit of his stomach. He had not only torn the veil, but in violating the second rule again, by trying to help with a gathering, he had brought an agent, Darkenroll, back to this world where he could act to tear the veil. It was all Richard's fault. He felt hot and dizzy. He thought he might be sick at any moment. Nathan, I have to get this collar off. Nathan shrugged. I can't help with that. Richard had come here for a specific reason. He decided he had to try to get the answer. He cleared his throat. Nathan, there is someone very important to me. She is in danger, and I must help. There is a prophecy about her that is written down, but it also came to me in a vision.
Which prophecy?
Of all there were, but a single one born of the magic to bring forth truth will remain alive when the shadow's threat is lifted. In his deep, powerful voice, Nathan finished the prophecy.
Therefore comes the greater darkness of the dead. For there to be a chance at life's bond, this one in white must be offered to her people to bring their joy and good cheer.
Then you know of it. Nathan, I saw the meaning of the prophecy. I was told not to speak of the vision, but it's not a joyful outcome as far as I'm concerned.
She's beheaded, Nathan said in a quiet voice. That is the true meaning of that prophecy.
Richard put his arm across his churning stomach. That was what he had seen in the vision. His world started spinning again. Nathan, I have to get away from here. I have to stop that from happening.
Richard, look at me.
Richard looked up, managing to hold the tears back. Richard, I must tell you the truth. If this prophecy does not happen, there is nothing beyond. We all die. It will be the end of all life. The Keeper will have us. If you use your power to stop it, you will rip the veil asunder and allow the Keeper to swallow the world of the living.
Richard shot to his feet.
Why? Why would she have to die to save the living? It makes no sense!
His fist tightened around the hilt of the sword.
I have to stop it. It's just a stupid riddle. I won't let her die for a riddle.
Richard, a time will come when you have to make a choice. I've been hoping for a very long time now that when that time comes, you will be wise enough to make the right choice. You have the power to destroy us all if you choose wrongly.
I will not stand here while you tell me I must let her die. The good spirits have done nothing to help. I must. I will.
Richard stormed from the room. Cracks ran along the walls beside him as he marched down the hall. Chunks of plaster rained down behind as he went. Richard only dimly noticed, but it pleased his temper. When he went through the shield, the paint on the walls to the side charred and curled. Richard's thoughts ran wildly in all directions at once. He knew now that his vision had been of what was going to happen if he didn't stop it. It was going to come true if he couldn't get away from the palace. Maybe that was what the prophecy meant, that he would be held prisoner there, and he wouldn't be able to help, and Kaelin would die. In the courtyard below, Richard saw a commotion. Guards were running from everywhere. When he got closer, he saw one of the Baka Ban Mana blademasters. There had to be close to 100 worried-looking guards surrounding him in a ring, holding their distance. The man in loose-fitting clothes in the center of the ring looked unconcerned. Richard pushed through the throng.
What's going on?
The man bowed to Richard.
Kaharin, I am Jayan. Your wife, Duchailu, has sent me to give you a message.
Richard decided not to contest the wife part.
What is it?
I am to tell you that she has followed her husband's instructions. We have brought the Majin Dai to a peace with us. We no longer make war with them or the people here.
That's wonderful news, Jayan. Tell her I am proud of her and her people.
Your people, Jayan corrected. She wants you to know she has decided to bear the child, and she also sends message that we are ready to return to our homeland. She wishes to know when you will come to take us there.
Richard glanced around at the people. Not only guards were gathered, but sisters, too. He recognized a few of his teachers watching, sisters Tovi, Nikki, and Armina. Pasha stood nearby. At the far edge of the crowd, he saw Sister Verna. On a balcony in the distance, beyond the walls, he saw the squat figure of the prelate. Richard turned back to Jayan.
Tell her to be ready, that it will be soon.
Jayan bowed. Thank you, Kaharin. We will be ready.
Richard spoke to the guards in a circle around them. This man has come in peace. He is to be left in peace.
Jayan strode away, unconcerned, as if he were alone on a walk, but the ring of guards moved with him, as Richard knew they would until he was well clear of the city. The crowd started drifting away. Richard's head was pounding. He had brought his father back from the underworld by violating the wizard's second rule a second time in the spirit house. He had tried to do the right thing and instead had brought harm. Warren had told him that the keeper needed an agent to escape, and Richard had provided one. His mind reeled. He had just found out that Kaelin loved him, and life seemed good again, only to discover that he was to be trapped here for hundreds of years, and if he couldn't escape, Kaelin would die on winter solstice. His thoughts went around and around in a desperate tangle. He had to do something. Time was running out. He decided to find the one person who might be able to help him.
Chapter 64.
She heard the voices in the outer office and hoped it was who she thought it would be. She was not looking forward to this, but she was running out of time. Richard would have surely found a way to see Nathan by now, and Nathan would have done his part. Now it was time to do hers. She couldn't completely trust Nathan, but in this, he would have done what was required. He knew the consequences of failure. His had been a task she didn't envy, adding the weight of that snowflake. With a flick of her fingers, the door swung open. She had had to have the carpenters fix the doorframe. Richard had shattered it with his hand without even being aware of what he had done, and that was before he had even gone to Nathan. The curt speech cut off as the door opened, and the three faces looked in, awaiting instruction.
Sister Ulysia, Finella, it's late. Why don't you two run along to your offices and tend to your paperwork? I will see her. Sister Verna? Please come in.
Anne stood as Sister Verna strode in. She liked Verna. She abhorred what she was going to have to do to her, but she was running out of time. Hundreds of years to prepare, and now time and events were slipping through her fingers. The world was at the brink. Verna bowed.
Prelate Annalena? Please, Verna, sit down. It has been so long.
Verna pulled a chair close to the opposite side of the table. She sat with her back straight and her hands folded in her lap.
How good of you to take your valuable time to see me.
Anne almost smiled. Almost.
Dear Creator, thank you for sending her to me, Testy. Though it won't make my job any less onerous, it will surely make it easier. I have been busy.
So have I, Verna snapped, for the last 20-odd years.
Apparently not busy enough. We seem to be having difficulty with a boy you collected, who you should have taken to task before he even arrived.
Verna's face turned scarlet. Had you not forbidden me from doing my duty, using my skills, I would have done so.
Oh, are you so barren of resourcefulness, Verna, that you could not function with minor restrictions? Pasha, a mere novice, seems to be having better success, and she functions under the same restrictions.
You think so? You think he is under control?
He has not killed anyone since Pasha took over.
Verna stiffened. I think I know something of Richard. I would advise the prelate caution in her confidence.
Anne looked down, moving papers about as if devoting attention to words she was not seeing.
I will take your advice under consideration. Thank you for coming, Verna.
I'm not finished. I haven't yet begun. Her eyes came slowly up.
If you raise your voice to me again, you will be, Verna.
Prelate Annalena, please forgive my tone,
But there are matters of grave importance I simply must raise.
Anne sighed, feigning impatience.
Yes, yes, then please do get to it. I have much work to do.
She folded her hands on the desk and gave Verna a blank look.
Go on, then. Richard grew up with his grandfather. How nice for him.
Verna paused in annoyance at the interruption.
His grandfather is a wizard of the First Order. His grandfather wanted to teach him. Well, we will see to his teaching. Is that all?
Verna's eyes narrowed. I do not need to remind the prelate that it is a direct violation of the truce to take a boy from a wizard who would teach him. I was told that there were no wizards left in the New World to teach boys. I was lied to. I was used. We have been stealing boys. You made me a part of that.
Anne smiled indulgently. Sister, we serve the Creator, so all may learn to live in His light. Now, in view of our duty to the Creator, what is a truce with heathen wizards?
Verna was struck speechless.
Dear Creator, I like this woman so. Please, give me the strength to break her.
Nathan had added his snowflake. She had to add hers.
I have been sent on a 20-year chase. Without knowing the reason, I have been deceived. My two companions died, one at my hand. I have been forbidden use of my power to do my job. Do you think I forbid your use of your power capriciously? Is that what's bothering you, Verna? Very well, then. If you must know the reason, it was to save your life.
Verna stiffened in caution.
If I remember my lessons in the vaults, there is only one reason such restriction would save my life.
Inwardly, Anne smiled. Verna wanted it spoken aloud.